tell you that these are tense times here in the U.S. There's an atmosphere of anger and resentment and fear, too. Over the weekend, the head of a New York City mosque and his assistant were gunned down as they were leaving afternoon services. At this point, it's not clear who killed Imam Malama Akunji and Tara Uddin, or why. We do know that the shootings happened in an especially mixed neighborhood, Ozone Park in Queens. Ronnie Rahman grew up there. He's a college student who regularly attends the mosque. He says the neighborhood is home to a lot of Bangladeshi Muslims like him, and the shootings have come as a shock.
Stuff like that usually doesn't happen in our neighborhood because we're able to coexist with everyone around us. Like, we have a Spanish community, we have a Black community, but majority of us living here is Bangladeshi, and we've never had any sort of crime that's this big in, like, my 18 years of living here. So everyone is just fearful and scared, you know. They're not going outside as much, or, you know, but then again, you know, it's also bringing the community together in a way, so people are just trying to be strong for each other.
That was Ronnie Rahman, who attends the mosque in Ozone Park, near where the imam and his assistant were killed. Talal Ansari has been covering the case for BuzzFeed, and he says there's a feeling in the community that these men were targeted.
The Bangladeshi community in Ozone Park believes 100% that this must be a hate crime of some way and not a robbery or not a random assault.
And why do they believe that?
You know, everyone I talk to, they go to lengths to explain to me what this Imam Malama Akunji was like. And they said he only joined 2 years ago from Bangladesh, and he was a very quiet guy. Some describe him as pious. And others really stress the point that he just did his job, gave his sermons, worked at the mosque, and just went home every day. That's all he did.
Is the mosque that this imam and his assistant were associated with, is it kind of a large mosque with a huge congregation? Is it kind of a pillar in the community?
It is a pillar in the community, but in this sense, it is a pillar for the surrounding maybe four blocks. Because there's such a high concentration of Bangladeshis in the area, there are multiple mosques, some of which that are much bigger than this mosque. This one has been around for about 15 years. It's tucked away in a residential part of the neighborhood, two-story building, sort of run down, nothing fancy, nothing that overtly even says that it's a mosque besides one faded sign. But it's very much where local Muslims come to pray and do other sort of religious activities. But it's a very humble, small place compared to other mosques in the area.
You mentioned that the Bangladeshi community really are certain that this is a hate crime. That's their thoughts and reaction. Have there been attacks, hate crimes before that are leading them to believe this?
Well, I reported a few weeks ago that there was an attack of a Bangladeshi man in Queens, not in Ozone Park, but in Queens, that they are wanting to be called a hate crime. We obtained surveillance footage of that attack, and you can see the man attacking the Bangladeshi person quite quickly after encountering him. So there have been attacks on members of the Bangladeshi community. But one thing I can say is some mosque congregants said in recent months, people when passing the mosque have shouted sort of derogatory slurs or terms.
How has this imam's mosque and this community reacted?
I think on Saturday night, it was one of absolute shock. If you look at photos, you see they had an impromptu press conference under the A train right where the shootings occurred. You could see the anger. There was many shouts for justice. A day later, Sunday, I was there, and you could tell that the mood was a little more somber. People were definitely grieving and frustrated with the lack of answers or understanding why a man of his age and his reputation would be shot dead. So a lot of grief going on in that neighborhood.
What is the community planning to do now? I hear there are services at the mosque today, but what happens next?
They don't really know. They have an interim imam. They just want answers right now, and they want to continue where they picked up. I think the intense media attention nationally and even internationally has put them on the spotlight, and they want their plight to be known, that their imam was killed, they say, as a hate crime. And that is the main thing they're trying to get across.
How have political leaders responded to this incident and to the concerns of the Bangladeshi community?
Yesterday, there was a sort of impromptu press conference that happened on the steps of the mosque. It was attended by Queens Borough President, the NYC Comptroller, and a bunch of other local leaders, including some state senators and other congressmen. Everyone said that we stand with this community. Bill de Blasio also released a statement. A lot of the politicians are making it a point to say that they are with the Bangladeshi Muslim community in their grief, and they want to solve the murder as quick as they can.
Talal Ansari is with BuzzFeed in New York. Thanks, Talal.
Thank you very much.